At the Board of Trustees meeting on Thursday, Chancellor Kevin Guskwitz shared updates on UNC's spring goals to safely welcome back about 3,500 students to live on the Chapel Hill campus. Regular required screenings for the coronavirus, including testing upon return to UNC, are an integral part of the new system aimed at preventing the same positive clusters experienced during schooling this fall. Guskwitz said university officials know much more about testing now than they did in August, and the restart of in-person instruction will be largely informed by what was learned. He said he believes these changes in place will help UNC have a, quote, successful start and end to the spring 2021 semester.
We do believe that the regular testing within for students living in those residence halls will be really important, because that's where we saw the spread of the virus, the magnitude and velocity of spread was greatest there in the residence halls.
While presenting the testing strategy to the Board of Trustees, Dr. Amir Barzin agreed with this importance. The medical director for the Family Medicine Center at Chapel Hill and assistant professor in the UNC School of Medicine said routine testing of the students living in dorms will be key to both tracking and preventing the virus's spread. Barzin said implementation of the testing system will be based on sharing very accurate results with students quickly.
Our goals when we were thinking about starting our testing were that we wanted to make sure that we had not only the ability to test, but also the capacity to return results in a timely fashion with less than 24 hours as well.
To do that, the university will have students take PCR tests that detect COVID-19's genetic material and show whether someone actively has the coronavirus. Barzin explained,
when we're doing our surveillance testing, is a anterior nair swab, basically a short stick that goes to the side of your nose. It's a very fast swab. It's non-invasive.
Barzin described the process students will have for this regular testing as well. Three locations will be set up at various spots on UNC campus, each big enough for up to 18 people to safely test at once. Students will walk in, follow instructions from a web-based app, self-administer the test, and then leave the testing center. Barzin said the entire procedure may take about 2 minutes, with the test being sent to the lab on campus for processing and students receiving their results just hours later. Medical experts are also reportedly working on different models and projections to prepare for various scenarios of positive test results among the campus community, with preparation in place to respond to many of them. Guskwitz said, ultimately, the decision for students to return will depend on whether their health and safety can be protected. He said many of those he's spoken with, whether those on his campus and community advisory committee or elsewhere, say they look forward to receiving in-person instruction again.
That's what we're trying to do, is to provide that opportunity while still providing flexibility for those that aren't ready to come back. So I do believe that the vast majority of students were adhering to those community standards, but those who weren't, we hope that they too have learned some lessons. And because we're going to have some, measures in place to be sure that we can enforce those.
The last day of fall exams at UNC is November 24th, with the spring semester slated to begin on January 19th. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Brighton McConnell.